This morning, children, in our monthly charity, you'll be singing the Mass for the poor souls in purgatory. But I thought I would tell you a little bit about today's Lenten Mass, because we have another interesting story in the epistle today for the Lenten Mass, and it's about oil. Oil. I want you to think about oil today. For example, if someone had a bonfire and then he threw some oil on the bonfire, what would happen? The flames would flame up and it would burn very bright for a moment. So it could make a fire stronger. But oil we usually use to make things go better, smoother. That is to say, your mother would use oil for cooking so that what she's cooking doesn't stick to the pan, unless she has a no-stick pan. And then we would use oil as well. Well, oil is the original remedy if you have a little insect bite or you get scratched or you cut yourself. Your mother may put a little liniment, a little oil basically on it to help it to heal faster and to take away the pain so it doesn't hurt. And then, of course, you can't get anywhere in a car unless you have not only gasoline, but also oil to get places. I'm thinking about oil today because the miracle is that of a follower, the successor of the Carmelite prophet. So remember Elias? We spoke of him last week. Well, his successor was called Eliseus, and he had a miracle which was similar to last week's miracle. That is to say that there was this lady, and someone who had helped out the prophet quite a bit and taken him in and provided for him. And now the family's run out of money because her husband's died and there's no money coming in anymore and they don't know what to do. And back then you couldn't be bankrupt. What would happen is that they would take everything that you have and then you would just be thrown out in the street and have nothing at all. And so there she is with her two sons and they have nothing to eat and they have no way to pay their bills. So they don't want to lose the house and everything to the sheriff. When the sheriff would come and seize the house. So Eliseus says, well, this is what I want you to do. What do you have? And she said, I just have a little oil to anoint myself with. Well, he said, call all of your neighbors and ask them to loan you any pots and pans, jars and vessels that they have. Get as many as you can. And what you do is just this, you start pouring it out and don't stop pouring the oil until you run out of pots and pans to put the oil in. Well, they assembled quite a bit between her and the boys, and they had a room full of all these containers, and the little bit of oil in one jar just never gave out. It kept on going and going and going and going until finally there was so much oil that the prophet said, now take it and sell it on market day. And with that money that you make from selling all that miraculous oil, you'll be able to pay off all of your debts, and you'll have enough money for you and your boys to be able to eat for a long time. The oil never ran out. What does that mean spiritually? Well, for us today, we'd like to think of it especially as meaning the sacraments. You know how usually the bishop blesses the holy oils on Holy Thursday? Well, this year, another bishop is going to do that job for us, so we won't have to do that work. And then he'll send us the new oils, but those are the oils that you have to have every year to give the sacraments, to bless the baptismal water and to anoint the people who are sick and dying and to use for confirmation and baptism and consecrating chalices and so forth. You have to have that oil. So the oil stands for holy things, for sacraments and ceremonies and blessings. But the oil stands for something else too, children. I think the oil stands for God's love and our charity. Sometimes almost every day, it seems like we don't have enough oil to make it through the day. And if you don't have enough oil in your car, your car will just stop dead on the road. What oil do we need for our car to be able to make it? That's charity, to be kind and loving, to be forgiving and not hold a grudge, and to be very thoughtful to other people. It seems that we're always running out of oil. But if we ask our Lord, especially through St. Teresa, because that was her specialty, we'll never, ever run out. That's the lesson of today's Mass, because our Lord in the Gospel is telling St. Peter and the Apostles that they must be very kind, and they must be very forgiving, and they mustn't do anything to be deliberately annoying to other people, and they have to forgive not just 7 times. Our Lord says to St. Peter, you have to forgive 70 times 7 times. So do the math. That's a lot of forgiveness, isn't it? Well, that's what our Lord says. We have to just, in other words, we have to keep on forgiving all the time. Forgiveness, charity, the love of God and our neighbor, that's the oil that keeps us going. We would run out on our own, but our Lord always works the miracle. He multiplies the oil. Now, today in our charity, we're praying for the poor souls in purgatory, aren't we? Sometimes in their lives, and this could be the reason why they're in purgatory now, they ran out of oil. And they maybe never prayed or never worried about the fact that they didn't have any charity anymore. And that's why they have to now make up for all of their sins against kindness and forgiveness and charity. Well, we want to put out their flames, and that we can do with the supernatural oil of God's love. So now we're offering the Holy Mass, our Lord's body and blood, for this beautiful and special intention. And remember, the holy souls in purgatory are not like people on earth. Sometimes, if you do somebody a favor, he'll forget it very quickly, and he won't do the favor back for you. If you loan something to somebody, sometimes they keep it for themselves, and they forget to give it back to you. The holy souls in purgatory, children, are not like that. If you do them a favor by helping them and praying for them, they'll always remember you as their dearest friend, and they'll be doing plenty of holy favors for you to pray for you and to help you to get everything that you need. So let's pour out the oil of our prayers. It will relieve the pain and the hurt of the poor souls in purgatory, and they, in turn, they're going to help us out. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.